Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alexis. How may I help you?
I received a charge from you for $64.97, and I'd like to have you remove me from your billing and exclude that. I did not order it.
Okay, so may I have your zip code?
55346.
And your first and last name?
Thomas H. Bell, B-E-L-L.
You did state your zip code was 55346, correct?
That is correct.
One second. Because I'm not pulling up an account for you.
Do you cover both nutrition and gadgets?
Yes, sir. I found it up under your cell phone number. And could you please verify that shipping address I have on file?
Excuse me. 13, shipping address. 13020 Pebblebrook Point Circle, Fort Myers, Florida, 33905.
Yes, sir. So I see that you have the Vibe Watch, which is a smartwatch.
Yes.
And the Vibe Pods. Okay, yes, sir. So back on February 13th, you paid $7.92 for the insurance, and you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling for the watch and pods. Now, what happened was you were on a 14-day free trial. So that means that you had 14 days to get this product. Try to see if you liked it. If you did, you were and did not give us a call back, you would build the original price of this product, which was the $69.97 charge. So that's only a one-time charge. Like, you won't get charged that again. It was just a one-time thing. But what I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel out that account, like you stated, so we won't be billed anything else.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to send them back, I will. I haven't even looked at them yet.
Yes, sir. So due to the pandemic that's going on right now, we're not taking returns back.
Say that again, please.
Due to the pandemic.
Oh,
we're not taking any returns. But what I could do is I could get your account canceled out to where you won't get any more text messages or ads or get billed again, which that one charge was only, you should only get billed one time because that was the end of the trial charge. What I could do for you is I could go ahead and cancel out that account.
Okay, please do. So that gets rid of the $64.97. And I'm paying the rest of it.
So the $64.97 charge was the Vibe Pod charge. That was the end of trial charge for that Vibe Pod. But what I could do is I could speak with my supervisor for a quick second and see if she would agree on a percent refund for that charge for those ear pods, so I could place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Dr. Supervisor, see them get discount. But they don't take them back because
what did you get for 60?
I didn't get any. They said it was a trial. I didn't see trial.
13 days, and that was from 2/13/21.
Hell, I just got them.
She's what? Still on the line?
No, she's checking.
So, yes, sir, she did state that I could go ahead and put $32.49 back onto that card for that $64.97 charge.
Okay.
Only $13.97?
That's what the total is.
32. She said it. I could put $32.49 back onto the card. Out of $64.97.
So that's half.
Yes, ma'am. That's 50%.
And what did you get for that other $32?
Well, I got those ear things on two of those watches.
Oh, all right.
Okay, go ahead and charge it.
Take off 32.
Take off
32. On the card. Yes, 32.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So you should be receiving a confirmation email to thbell1@comcast.net about that refund for $32.49 that's processing. You should get that refund around roughly 3 to 5 business days to flip back into your account.
All right.
And no further charges.
And no further charges.
No, sir. You will not be billed anything else.
And remove me from your billing list.
Yes, sir. You have been removed.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.